This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman.
To proceed, are y'all ready?
We're ready.
Kathleen Tucker and Rebecca Roberts were the first female couple to marry at the George Allen Courthouse in Dallas Friday morning.
We are gathered here today to witness the formal joining of Kathleen Marie.
Holding
Tucker
a single red rose, Tucker was the first to say her vows to her partner of 28 years.
I, Kathleen Marie Tucker,
do solemnly.
Another North Texas couple has been fighting to get married in the state for years. Mark Ferris and Vic Holmes, who live in Plano, filed suit to end the ban on same-sex marriage in Texas in 2013. Now they can move forward with their plans for a November wedding.
We've already booked a venue. We've booked a florist, a videographer, a photographer, a band, a quartet. To be honest, we're just excited to be able to do what everyone else does, and that's marry the person they love.
Not every same-sex couple will be able to get a marriage license in Texas, at least not right away. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton advised county clerks to hold off on issuing licenses, but many ignored his request. Conservative political groups are also expressing their disappointment. Kathy Adams is president of the Texas Eagle Forum.
I am grieved because I hold marriage to be sacred, and this is a day that I never thought that I would live in, where we would break precedent with millennia of history.
Adams says the ruling threatens religious liberty.
I think that we are going to see businesses that are going to be under attack. I think that the real effort here is to go against people of Judeo-Christian faith. This has nothing to do with tolerance, because we as Americans have been a very tolerant society.
Tolerance isn't enough for many same-sex couples who want equal treatment under the law.
This is a time of validation.
Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez came to see the crowds of couples who stormed the records building downtown. She has pointed out that if she were killed on duty, her partner wouldn't be able to receive city or state benefits. If she were straight, she says, that wouldn't be the case.
We've known all along who we are and who we love and who we were happy to make a life with. But now it's validated by the U.S. government.
About a dozen events are planned across the state tonight to celebrate the Supreme Court's legalization of same-sex marriage. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.